on bill as it's amended coming from the House. Is there a motion?
So move as amended, Mr. Chairman.
Any more discussion on House Bill 1515? Favorable. Okay, Kim, this is on favorable for House Bill 1515. Call the roll.
Senator Graham. I agree that the indexing is a problem for just in general principle. But there's also pieces of this bill that are good and could be done in a different fashion. Supporting our helicopters and our pilots and so forth, that's a part of the bill that I've always voted for when it's come before here. I think our retailers are affected by this bill and could be done in a different fashion. Would hope that we will be able to revisit this if it passes this committee. For those reasons, I vote no.
Senator Colburn?
No.
Senator Roby?
Yes.
Senator Peter?
Yes.
Senator King?
Yes.
Senator Mano?
Yes.
Senator Edwards?
No.
Senator Madalino?
Yes.
Senator Brantley?
No. Stand by the
egregious parts are indexing, the lockbox, the fact that the people were expecting that the trust fund would be a trust fund. It's been a mistrust fund, and that's not adequately addressed. The president's bill at least addressed a higher threshold in going into doing that, forcing the motoring public to pay for mass transit. There's a breaking point, and in my opinion, this goes over it. We see that time and again with the tobacco tax. People in my part of the state and the Eastern Shore, they're crossing state lines to purchase their product. As there's more of a disparity with fuel prices, that's going to continue to happen. And we won't get the revenue. We'll still have the burden, but not the revenue. And we've lost an opportunity to really deal with the thing that's caused the bleed. And the thing that's caused the bleed, in my opinion, has been the mass transit drain on what's going on. And that's not to say we don't need mass transit, shouldn't expand it. We need to find an alternate funding source for it. And that opportunity is lost. There'll be another study, and that goes on the backs of all the studies that have been done before with the Hellman Commission and all these other commissions, and not a damn thing's been done to really move us forward on that. I vote no.
Senator Jack Rodwell?
Yes.
Senator Curry?
Yes.
Senator McFadden?
Yes.
Senator Kingsmeyer?
Yes.